I'm just reflecting on the language. He makes this, like, seems very active.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sense the difference of dropping away the things. Is it a conscious dropping or an allowing or an act?
I think it's similar to the image I gave of the as a child, and you grow up and you give up your blankie and your dolls and your toys that you had when you were a kid. They drop away, but it's not contrived. But there's a knowledge that's there. So, okay, I'll let that go. I can let that go. I can let that go now. Right, yeah, okay, I'll be okay.
I imagine Jeff uses kind of his words, but describes the process, I think. It's like you're still fabricating. You're still fabricating. You're still within the realm of creating causes and conditions, but it's just subtler and subtler and subtler. All along the way, you're dropping the coarse fabrications for more subtle fabrications. Mm-hmm. All along the way, until you stop doing it altogether.
As opposed to something that just hits you.
Well, the reason why it hits you is because you've done it. it's not, the experience doesn't arise out of nothing, or just because you had wishful thinking at some point in time. It's because the causes have come together. And that's really with the... Because there's a certain point... there's a balance that's really needed of, how much we try to make it happen, how much we try to do it, and how much we try to get these states. And the more we come from that kind of, the more it just crumbles. But it isn't as if you don't do anything. It's like, if I just do nothing, I'll finally achieve samadhi. There is a directing of attention. There is a application of mind, but it's. It's balance and skill. I want to do this reading because Ajahn Chah emphasizes the doing within a sphere of detachment and letting go, and it's that balance is really important, or that juxtaposition is really important.